はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
Sakura desu.
Peter here, and we are back again with another lesson in practical and basic Japanese. As always, we are brought to you by Air Kleinen, the translation and interpretation specialists. Now, I would like to mention that the lesson notes for all our classes, for all the lessons, can be found on the website www.japanesepod101.com. We do list all the notes for the lessons on our website, and I think it would be very, very good for everybody to go to the website and see the Japanese. I know most of you listen while you're commuting, but if you have the time, you should go home and listen to it one more time while you listen, while you watch, read the notes. Or you could read the notes and then listen to it and try and get it on your own. So we highly recommend that you check out the website and read the notes. They're there, they're very useful, and they're very good. We have the Romaji, which is Western alphabet listing of the phrases. We also have the Hiragana, which is the Japanese. And we also put in the kanji, the Chinese characters, for all you advanced people out there.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the lessons yesterday, I actually looked up, I didn't even know the Chinese characters for octopus and uni. Sea urchin.
Yeah.
We did sea urchin in a lesson yesterday, and I was looking up the Chinese characters for that. Wow, that was tough. So we highly recommend you check out the website. Okay, we're going to start off. But first, we have a new opening, and we'd like to talk to you a little bit about that opening, as Sakura is the one who did the opening. Could you please break down the opening for us? What is the first phrase that comes on?
Hi, Japanese Pod 101 でございます。
Okay, now, what is the translation of this?
Hi is like when you say that when you answer the phone.
Yes. Hi.
And then Japanese Pod 101 でございます is we are Japanese Pod 101.
Yes. Okay. Now, can you break down the Japanese a little bit slower? Can you just give it to us a little bit slower?
Okay. Hi. Japanese Pod 101 でございます。
Okay. And now break it into a few words.
Hi.
Okay. Stop there. And then now break down Japanese Pod 101.
Japanese Pod 101.
Yes. Japanese Pod 101. And...
でございます。
Yes. Now, I think a good way to think about
でございます
is a very polite way of saying です, right?
Ah, right.
でございます。
So it's a very polite way of saying
です。
Yes. So when you think of this word, and it might sound confusing, you'll hear it a lot in shops, and we'll be discussing, we're going to repeat this very often in the first few stages because it's just a very polite way of saying です. So when you hear this word, what is the word again?
でございます。
Yes, just think of it as this. And it should help you translate this into a meaning very quickly. Okay, so we have that. Now, what is the next part of the opening?
おはよう東京。
Okay, and break this down into the two words it is.
おはよう東京。
Okay, very nice. And what does this mean?
It's good morning, Tokyo.
Yes, and again, this is the very formal way of saying good morning, right?
Yes.
Sometimes in the show, we use the word...
ございます。
Yes. And then you can put these two words together to say a very polite good morning, correct?
Right.
Can you give us this?
おはようございます。
Yes. And this is the very, very polite way of saying good morning.
Right.
But we give you the very casual way in saying...
おはよう。
Yes. We use the phrase good morning, Tokyo, right? Can you give us that once, please?
おはよう、東京。
Okay, now for a lot of people, a lot of Westerners out there, especially me being American, this is very similar to Ohio, as in the state. But if you listen to the pronunciation, it's quite different. This is Ohio, but you'll notice when Sakura says good morning in Japanese, you kind of hold the last part.
Yes.
So can you give us very slowly?
Ohio.
Notice how she holds the last part. Okay, and could you break it down by syllable?
Ohio.
Yes, very nice. That last ooh at the end means that you hold it. Okay. Very, very nice, Sakura. And also, I would like to point out that most foreigners, if you catch the first few episodes, I actually do the introduction of Ohayo Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my pronunciation of Tokyo tends to be a little towards a native English speaker. Tokyo. And it's very amusing for Japanese people to hear this because it's quite different than the actual pronunciation, which again has holding in the both syllables of the O. So it's not Tokyo, it is
Tokyo.
Yeah. If you can hear the difference, hold it. And can you break this word down for us?
To-u-kyo-u.
Yes, the two U's in there mean you hold it.
Right.
Okay, so there's a very funny popular song in Japan, and it's Tokyo.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Which is quite different than
yes. Tokyo.
Yeah, so just try to keep that in mind. Okay, now let's move on to the next one.
Konbanwa, New York.
Very, very nice. And could you break this down a bit for us?
Konbanwa, New York.
Okay, and what does this mean?
It's good evening, New York.
Yes, very nice. So give us a good evening by syllables, please.
Konbanwa.
Okay, very nice. And one time fast.
Konbanwa.
Very, very nice. Okay, now what we would like to do now is do New York. Can you give us New York?
New York.
Okay, and break this down, please.
New York.
Yes, very nice. And this is, of course, New York. Now, can you just give us the syllables? Because I'm actually from New York, and I still cannot say this word. I've been here for years now, and it's so. Can so you break different. It down by syllables?
Okay, New York.
Very, very nice. Okay, and now our last one.
Konnichiwa, London.
Yes, very, very nice. Okay. Can you give us the meaning of this?
Okay. This is hello, London.
Yeah. Good afternoon, right?
Yes, good afternoon.
Okay. So can you just break this down for us?
Konnichiwa.
Yes. Good afternoon.
And London.
Very nice. And one time fast.
Konnichiwa, London.
Okay, and here is another word that you might want to be careful about because although Japanese pronunciation is not difficult, you have to pay a little bit of attention to detail. Usually, but Japanese people are usually very good at understanding what we want to say, but there's a difference between konnichiwa and konnichiwa. You want to hold the N in there because, it's very amusing for Japanese the way that foreigners say konnichiwa because it's not konnichiwa, right?
Mm-hmm. It's konnichiwa.
Yeah, you got to hold the N in there. There's an N in there, and you got to konnichiwa.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to stop here. And since we're doing this daily, we would like to introduce a new way of saying goodbye. Since we're going to be seeing you tomorrow, we can say...
Mata ashita ne.
Yes. And can you give us the word for tomorrow? Break it down nice and slow.
Okay. Ashita.
Yes, and by syllable.
Ashita.
Tomorrow. And so the whole phrase goes,
また明日ね。
Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye.
はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.